Hello everyone, it's Mushtar FM 89.6 and today with you, Nata and Samantha, and it is the show Explore the World. We would like to talk about unusual trips. You know, you get used that the trip can be everything is going on very good as you planned, but sometimes you can have some unpredictable problems. And we think it's very good to share our stories about it, because to show you an example how you can solve some of the problems. As for me, I think that it's very important also to have such memories because it's interesting. So, Nata, hello, how are you today?
Hello, I was a bit sad today, the weather is not so nice. But I think that we're going to record now 2 podcasts in a row. I think everything will be fine and we can still enjoy our time in studios. By the way, Samantha, you just told the name of the program and you said Explore the World, because probably you, dear listeners, know Samantha as the person who always speaks about traveling. So today is another traveling show. And how do you feel?
I feel very good and I really like this topic. You know, I like the shows like Crossing the Borders by Foot, etc. And I also had the show Get Lost in Another Country. And I think it's very nice to discuss such topics, because you don't say like, oh yeah, I visited this, it was cool, very beautiful, and this is all. And with such moments, you have the special story that connected only with you. So, and I know, Nata, that you also had a lot of trips, and sometimes the trips were not going as you planned, even if you tried to plan everything, but circumstances can be very different. And this is why I would like to ask you, did you have some problems in trips? And if yes, can you share please your experience in it?
Yes, actually, you said that I travel a lot and sometimes there are unfortunate cases, but frankly speaking, I would say that I'm not traveling so much, and almost always in my trips, something goes wrong. I'm the person who really loves planning, so I always know 2 months in advance, when are my trains, planes, how do I get from the plane to train. I like to know everything, but sometimes it's just everything is so mixed. I don't even know which story to start with. I just remember that we decided to create this podcast like 2 months ago.
Yeah, because we discussed, I think it was just our everyday conversation. And, you said one story, then I shared mine, and then you shared others. And we're like, okay, we have a lot of in common in our unlucky trips, and we need for sure to have the show about it. Let's divide. Did you have their unlucky trips with transport? You know, when something was going bad with transport, maybe you missed the flight or you missed the bus, or I don't know, bus broke down or something like this.
Yes, of course. I mean, for example, around this Christmas, I was going to home for Christmas before Christmas, and then my bus got stuck somewhere in Belarus, really far from any town or village, and it was winter, really snowy, so the bus broke, and I know that all my friends are waiting. After half a year, we didn't see each other. My family knows that I arrive at 7 a.m., but actually it's already like almost 11, and I'm still somewhere in Belarus, not anywhere exactly. So I'm just sitting there in the bus. It was a stupid situation. And on the way back, so after Christmas from Belarus to here, my plane was delayed for 9 hours. So I was spending these 9 hours in the airport without opportunity to go like outside to breathe. So it was terrible experience, because I think I wasn't ready to spend 9 hours alone without like proper stuff. I didn't want to work, because actually we didn't know in the beginning that it will be 9 hours. We were said that, okay, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told myself, there is no need to turn on my PC and start editing podcasts, because it's only 2 hours. Then they say like 4 hours, then 5, 6, and
oh my
then
God.
They say 9 hours. And even like 15 minutes before flight, we didn't know. It was not written. So, you know, it was written that, yes, you will go at 5. Then at 5, they said that, no, you will not go at 5.
Yeah.
You will receive more information at 5:20.
Every time. And the worst case that you just can't plan your even trip, or maybe you have some stuff on the next day or in the connection and you could manage it. But you just waiting for the updates, and every time it's like longer and longer. Oh my God, yeah.
Yes, I would say I was a bit lucky that I didn't have anything exactly in Vienna. My trip was to Vienna by plane. So I was lucky that no other plane waited for me there, because I would just miss it, as many people did. People around me during these 9 hours, some were crying, some were, I don't know, starting conversations with random foreigners just to entertain themselves anyhow. Also, children were like really sad. They wanted to eat, they wanted to play.
But they didn't give you any like food or some kind of, you know, sometimes when they prolong it so for a long time, they give you even like restroom or food, etc.
Well, yes, we were given first one paper for 4 euros. And in airport, it was like a cup of coffee. And then in 1 or 2 hours, another ticket for 4 euros. So, yeah, you can collect and buy some sandwich. They gave mm-hmm. us this money. But I remember that in the very end of these 9 hours, when our stewardesses came already, and we almost like were all around the gate. So we already knew the gate we go. We almost need to go. And still the time is postponed in again and again. I remember that some people started scandals. Some people were accusing stewardesses and workers. Though it was in Vilnius, in Lithuania, mm-hmm. I remember that really scandal started. Mm-hmm. People started shout and say that I'm not going to go to this freaking Vienna anymore.
Yeah, like, of course, this time is very stressful, especially first, you're waiting for a long time. But it's just terrifying if you have the next flight and you have the connection between flights, even the bus, etc. And you just depending on this flight. And truly, I can't even imagine if it's somehow there's refunding or something like this. I don't know. But I had some situation just to explain that. One of my flights was postponed and I was late for one of my flights from Frankfurt to Malaga. But there was the same company, and this is why they gave me the ticket for the next flight. It was in Frankfurt, they almost have only Lufthansa. Because it was the same company, they gave me another ticket. And I also remember I was with dog. Everybody went to me to entertain themselves with my dog. It's like, oh, so cute, it's so cute. But it was very hard. I didn't have money. Because, like, then my father should meet me and I didn't get some money. I mean, at least they gave me the ticket. But first, I was very scared because I went, there's not Malaga, there's Rome. But it wasn't my fault because just our flight was postponed. But I'm curious, how is it if you have another company and it's a connection that you made by yourself? It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I guess no one will give you any other opportunity. So if there is a delay, you just miss another train and that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and unfortunately, I paid attention that delays are like more and more delays I see nowadays. Usually, I didn't have it, especially in my country, we don't have any delays usually. But here, especially with low costers, all over time.
Yeah, I remember my first travel alone. It was when I was coming here and my bus was late. So we departed when we needed to. But we arrived to Krakow really late, maybe 2 hours. My friend waited to me. Luckily, not a bus, because I would miss it. So I really love planning everything in advance. But then we arrived like 5 minutes before my Flixbus was leaving. And I remember that with large luggage, we are coming to the bus station. And then I see that, so it's, for example, 10 sharp. And the bus leaves at 10 sharp. And I see that there is no bus. So it's left. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed it. But after it appeared, of course, they didn't write it on any tableaus. I don't know why. It appeared that this bus was late 20 minutes. So we just waited these 20 minutes. But you should have seen my face. I was so stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, this bus was late 20 minutes to depart. And it was really late, maybe 2 hours to arrive to Miskolc. And in Miskolc, I was supposed to be 3 hours earlier than I was in reality. So I arrived to Nyíregyháza around 9:30. Mm-hmm. It was dark already.
Of course, it's very hard and you're nervous, but at least you didn't have these connections with airplanes. I mean, at least it was... You managed everything and you got to Nyíregyháza.
Yes. For example, Samantha, when you take two different tickets for connection or to transfer, how much time you leave between them, just in case of delay?
Usually, I don't do it. For example, during this year, I bought only tickets, you know, to the final direction, and then I could have some trips inside the country, etc. And also with buses. For example, from Netherlands, I went by buses, but I left one day, you know, there. But for me, it was the purpose to be more economical. I got the buses, night buses, in order not to pay for the nights in hotels. And can you imagine Luxembourg, Munich, for sure, it's very expensive. And I went from Netherlands. I took a bus to Luxembourg. I arrived at 11 and at 9 I was departing from Luxembourg. Even it will be later, you know, I will figure it out. But for me, the aim was not to have these breaks, but just to explore the city during these breaks. But of course, it also gave me the confidence that even if it will be later, everything will be okay because my bus, like, in a lot of hours. And the same was with Germany, etc. But I remember in Germany, I had a change. But it was planned change, you know, when you're buying the ticket. And sometimes you have different buses. It can be like this. For example, if I'm talking about Flixbus. And I bought from Luxembourg to Munich, but there were two buses. And the change was at 2 a.m. I was thinking, okay, but there will be the bus. But no, there was no bus. And I needed to wait. I waited until this time, but there is no bus for one more hour.
So in the night, you left your first bus?
Yes.
And then you and other people, or you were alone?
I think there was two or three people, but they left the bus station because there was McDonald's. Everybody went to there. And because for 1 hour, I didn't want just to stand on the bus stop and I was ill. So I wanted just, and I was very lucky, like in 2 a.m. McDonald's was working. So it was very good because for me, changes in the middle of the night in the country, in the city that I don't know, in even like in Nyíregyháza, it will not be so pleasant. But it's good that there was McDonald's. And then I went back to the bus stop and there should be my bus, but there was no bus. I didn't have maybe I had, but, you know, I didn't realize. Maybe, you know, it was another stop. So I started to overthinking about it.
Yes,
but
yes.
Fortunately, there were other people that also needed to take this bus. And he just was 1 hour later. And I remember it was so hard because the bus was so full. I don't know how. Because usually, if you're buying the ticket, you have the place.
Yeah.
In order to have the certain place, you need to pay additional price. In this case, you just don't have the seat, but you can sit in others' place. But it's hard because if the person has the seat that you are sitting on, you need to move. And it can't be during the whole trip like this. And there was the situation, can you imagine that people were sitting on the ground, like on the floor? Because they didn't have seats, and I don't know why. There was two-floor bus, and people needed to sit on the floor in Flixbus. I was so amazed. Like, can you imagine? It's just terrible. Like, you're buying tickets were not so cheap. You're buying the ticket, and you are just the whole night on the floor. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I think it's difficult even for those who have seats.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's overcrowded.
Overcrowded, so it was very hard. But at least it arrived, so yeah. I would like also to add about airplane. Your story remind me of one of my stories. I went to Murmansk and I had the flight. I remember at 7 p.m. and, you know, my friends, they went to meet me in airport in Moscow. I was with another friend. And it started to be postponed all the time. Like, first it was 1 hour, then 2 hours. And I need to say that on my work, I didn't say that I was in Murmansk. Because it was Monday, I was working during the day, but I didn't want to say that I went to Murmansk on distance, because Monday it was like working on distance, and I didn't want to tell that I'm in Murmansk, but actually I needed to, but it was too late. And on the next day, I had like 3 important interviews for documental movie, and I needed to be in Moscow this time. But I was thinking, of course I will be, because I will arrive like at 8 or something like this in Moscow, and the next day I will go in the morning to the interviews. And it was postponed. I remember we were just sitting in this little bar because there are no duty free, there were no seats, just bar. It's very strange airport that for the first time I met in my life, there is like a real bar, like Russian airports sometimes can be very interesting. And we were sitting, it's like I already calculated it was postponed until 11, so it was like 6 hours, etc. I was thinking, okay, I will sleep just in airplane and I will go directly to work. So every hour I was creating the new plan how I will manage. Mm-hmm. I will arrive at work at 5, I will sleep on the sofa and then I will go to the interview. So I was calculating, but because I realized that it will be impossible to sleep because with the flight I should arrive in the middle of the night. And then it was cancelled in the midnight. And I was just shocked. And, you know, as you have said, my problem was that if they will say from the beginning your flight will be tomorrow, yeah, I will write my expert, sorry, can we postpone the interview at normal time, like at 7, at 8. But I couldn't write them in middle of the night. And it was the problem. I couldn't find the person who could do my job. And I was very stressful because of it. Because it's not just going to work day. It was very important because it was interviews with, I agreed for a long time before. We went to the office, you know, there was so angry people because nobody understood what is going on. We were somewhere like in the north. The airport was like almost 50 kilometers from the city. No transport, nothing. And they said, yeah, you can have food. But, you know, the whole airplane, because there were 3 airplanes that were canceled. And everybody went to this little bar to get the food. So it was like, no, we will not stand in the line. And we asked, are we going to have some room to sleep, etc. They said, first it will be mothers with children, then families, some kind of it. So we were not in priorities. And we met the girls with whom we were in the excursion in Teriberka. So interesting. And we managed, we ordered the taxi for us, so it was cheaper. And then we found the hotel, like in the middle of the night in Murmansk. Murmansk is very hard to find something, but they found because they were in this hotel before. There is another problem, because for this hotel you need PCR test. And my PCR test was expired for 2 days, because usually it was for 2 days. And I didn't have vaccine. But it's good, somehow we managed. I showed my old one and she didn't pay attention. And I remember when we arrived, we already went to sleep. The girl, like the representative of the air company, she called me and she's like, oh, just leave the airport. There's a bus, the shuttle who will take you to your hotel. I was like, no, we already booked by ourselves in Murmansk. So yeah, it was very hard because on the next day, we also didn't know in what time. I didn't sleep almost because I was so nervous. We were checking the time all the time. It was changing and we have this SMS notification. Yeah, your flight is postponed because it should be at 1 on the next day, but it was again postponed by 1 hour more, 1 hour more. And we went to the airport in order not to lose our flight and just to be there if it will be finally. And we were waiting again for 6 hours. They gave us sausages, I remember, food, etc. And yeah, on the next day at 8 p.m., we finally flew back to Moscow. And the reason was that because of the ice, because airport is very little and there were not enough workers, they couldn't clean the ice and this is why so a lot of problems. But then it was even the criminal case because it shouldn't be like this, and companies also lost a lot of money, and there was like some kind of police check of the airport because it was very strange situation that they didn't have enough workers to clean the ice, etc. So yeah, I had such story.
So it was like 25 hours delay.
Yeah, so okay. 25 hours with returning to Murmansk, returning back, searching for apartments. Yeah, it was and for me the worst part was that I needed to manage my work, and I wrote in the morning that I can do it, but somehow we managed it, but it was very stressful.
But were you not afraid to go to this plane, knowing that the weather is terrible, to go and fly?
At this time, I wasn't so afraid of airplanes, so it was good. I mean, of course, it's not pleasant weather because it's Murmansk, there are a lot of snow and it's like very windy wind. But I was so happy just to get to the plane. I wanted home so much that this is why. Yeah, I was like, okay, just take me back to Moscow. And in Moscow, they were also had some problems. They couldn't send because the snow also was in Moscow and it was just total collapse from both sides. Because on the next day, our flight was postponed because Moscow had the problems with the weather and they couldn't send the airplane on time. So, you know, and the previous day it was a problem with Murmansk, on the next day with Moscow.
I see.
No comments.
I asked because I remember that after this 9-hour delay, I remember I was really scared to enter the plane and to fly. Really, because first of all, first reason for really be scary is that we entered the plane on time. Mm-hmm. We put our suitcases on the stage. Yeah. And we waited 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes sitting in plane, our stewardess told us that the plane is broken and we cannot fly. So we went out from the plane and we waited 9 hours. Yes. But then in 9 hours, we went to the same plane, the same one. They told us that they figured the problem out, but still, like, after
the
nine...
The same. Oh my God. This is terrible. I mean...
And I was scared because we needed to fly for 2 hours, winter. So who knows what can be the problem.
Of course, they could manage the problem for 9 hours. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, when we're talking about some stuff about airplanes, for me, in my mind, it should be for several days at least that they're repairing it, but not for hours, you know? I can't imagine how you were afraid.
Yes, I remember I was crying, I was having hysterics, and some other people in plane were like petting me and telling, no, it will be okay. So yeah, we became really family after all. I recognized my people during these 9 hours. I saw, okay, if they're still there, that our plane is not yet. And yeah, people with a small paper in hands with €4 ticket for food. Yeah, I knew everyone. Yeah. I knew everyone.
Oh, I understand you in this situation. I also had similar situation. I was 10, I think. And we had the flight from Moscow to Antalya. And you know, this time there was very big airplanes. I mean, they still exist, but I'm not flying with them because most of the case I'm flying with low coaster. It was like big airplanes, like with 2 floors, like Transaira. It was the company that then Aeroflot bought. And we had the flight. And remember, in this airplane, there was a screen and it showed when we were flying, you know, for example, like Belarus, Ukraine. And at this time, it was almost flight for 1.5 hours. And it showed us that we are near Ukraine. So we were thinking, okay, we are going. And then they said that our one engine stopped to work and we need to return to Moscow.
Oh.
And even I was a child, I understood that something bad is going on. My mother started to cry. Everybody started to cry. I was a child. It's like I also started to cry because everybody's crying. And interesting fact, at this time we didn't understand why, but we returned like for 20 minutes. You know, the flight was 1.5 and returned for 20 minutes. It was very strange. And when we landed, finally, I don't remember if there was some turbulence or no, but I remember when we landed, there was like the whole airport was covered with emergencies and firefighters. And the wall, like, you just arriving and you see a lot of journalists, etc. And I was so afraid. I was like, what is going on? So it meant that something really bad was going on, that they had so a lot of supply at this moment when we landed. Then we were waiting I don't know, the same airplane or another one, we also had these coupons for food, etc. And then it came out, somehow we understood it, because usually air companies, they don't say the whole truth about the flights and you don't understand what is going on. For me, the hardest part in it is that you don't understand what is going on, because you are not good in understanding how airplanes are working. And it came out that we didn't fly to Ukraine at all. We were all the time flying near the Moscow in the circles to have the enough supply in engine that we had only one in order not to bomb. Because our airplane was close to bomb and we were like, okay, I'm not engineer, but I mean, it's meant that aeroplane could just bomb.
So just crash while falling or
no,
bomb?
Just in the air because of something was went wrong with one of the engines. And this is why another engine, in order to have enough supply and not to bomb, we were flying near the Moscow and just for this 1.5 hour. We didn't go to Belarus, Ukraine. We didn't fly so far away. We were all the time near Moscow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, after that, I was afraid to fly, of course. But then, not really, but I mean, it's very hard. I have a lot of stories about airplanes. I will not tell everything of them. But yeah, I have the reasons to be afraid of airplanes.
Okay, it was really a horrible case. For example, I'm still, yes, scared. I was flying Budapest-Warsaw this December, I think. Frankly speaking, I was ill, really high temperature, and like I was a bit sad, so I don't know. I didn't feel well, but I remember I had 2 yogurts of Danette, and you know, when you open Danette yogurt, on the other side there is some emoji. So really random emojis, and before this day, I really loved opening and like tell my future with this emoji, because in a few cases, really, it was a coincidence that this emoji was true. So I partially believed that this emoji on the, my Danette yogurt tells my future. So I opened first of these 2 yogurts at home, and there was like fire and sparkle, so it looks like something exploded.
Oh my God.
One day before the plane. Yeah?
Oh my God.
Then I took the other one from the same package. Uh-huh. I took the other one to the airport, and I had to spend all night in Budapest airport. So I thought that in one package of 4 yogurts, there will not be 2 emojis with the explosion and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, uh-huh.
And I was telling that, but if there is something like explosion on this yogurt, I'm not flying because my destiny is trying to tell me that this fly is gonna be like mm-hmm. explored.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm afraid of planes being explored and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I opened the other yogurt and there was a bomb on it, like, you know, from the cartoons, the black, like, circle with
yeah,
smoke
stuff.
Yeah,
oh my God, oh my God.
And I told myself that, shall I fly or not? But I flew, and after that, I just told the story to many people because
yeah.
it's so stupid.
Oh my God, yeah, I made, you know, sometimes when I lost my airplanes, I would think maybe it's better, it's like, maybe it will bomb and I will not be there. It's like,
don't be afraid to be late for Titanic.
Yeah. Because sometimes I truly, I knew some cases when something was going bad with the airplanes, some people missed some magically the airplanes and they had the interviews. It's like, yeah, something we didn't know why, etc. And they survived because they didn't go to airplane. Sometimes when I was missing airplane, I was thinking maybe it's just my say, but then no. Everything was good, hopefully, I mean, unfortunately with airplanes. But yeah, I also had such thoughts that sometimes it's better not to go. For example, I had very bad flight from Paris to Budapest. And then in 2 hours, I had another flight from Budapest to Warsaw. And it was so terrible flight. It was very hard turbulence. And their pilot said even to the crew to sit down and to be aware, etc. So not to move in the airplane, and it was shaking. So I was stressed very much. I was in Budapest and I was like, do I need to go now in 2 hours to Warsaw by airplane again? Because I was really bad condition. But yeah, I went. It was good. But I mean, yeah, I understand what you're talking about. That sometimes you just think, okay, maybe I need to miss this airplane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now I suggest switching to different topic.
Yeah.
I can suggest being in new towns or cities for the first time. And I would like to tell you how I arrived in Warsaw. First time, After the bus from Budapest to Warsaw, I arrived and I had whole day. It was summer. I had whole day and in the evening I needed to take another bus to Minsk. So it was after 2 months of my ESC project and I didn't have much stuff to bring home. But I decided to bring my suitcase in any case because...
Why not?
Why not? So I put there a lot of fun stuff like Tokai wine for my mm-hmm. family. It was supposed to be empty, but I decided why to bring empty luggage.
Mm-hmm.
So I put there 3 liters of Tokai wine, also some snacks, some stuff. So it was really heavy and also a backpack. And then I arrived to Warsaw and then one of the wheels of my suitcase broke.
Oh my
and
God.
I needed to hold all of these 3 liters of wine and stuff in my hand.
Oh
the
God.
Whole day because I didn't want to put it for a few hours to camera. After all, we put it to the camera, but okay. I just remember that first hour in Warsaw with this broken suitcase, also a big backpack, a small shopper. And I remember that I was opening this suitcase, this broken suitcase, to change stuff so it's easier for me to hold. And a small can of Coke fell and there appeared a hole in it. But I didn't want to waste my Coke, so I drank this Coke from this hole in the can, and then it was empty. But I looked around, and I saw that in Warsaw, there is no stuff for people, only for cars and trains and buses. So people do not exist in Warsaw. Around Warsaw West, no. No pedestrian crosses, no nothing,
oh, yeah.
No trash bins. So me, with this suitcase, backpack, shopper, maybe also some, I don't remember, shirt or something. And the empty freaking can of Coke.
Oh my
not
God.
Seen anywhere around a trash bin. I needed to hold this sticky because Coke was like everywhere. Can of Coke. And I was holding this, taking it to the shopping center I was aiming at. Not seeing even a trash bin. I was so irritated. But I remember that I managed to record a video describing the situation. I remember then I was in a good mood because such things, it was not crucial or critical, so it was a bit funny.
So, it was very interesting. I think we have more stories. Who knows,
sure.
Maybe we will record another show about it because I think it's only the beginning of unlucky traveling, but at least we had the lessons of it. And also now, after the time passed, it's very funny to talk about these stories.
Yeah, and it's something you can tell your friends and after some months and years, you can laugh. Not in the moment, but after, yes, you can.
After, yes. So, thank you, Nata, for this show. It was very interesting to get known also your very similar unlucky trips.
Thank you. Your stories are crazy.
So, thank you, dear listeners, to be with us and wish you a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.